Greetings, Saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And thank you, Father, for giving wisdom, Lord. And we pray and hope for peace in the world one day. Thank you, Lord. Well, Saints, the war is totally back on between the U.S. and the Republican Guard. Of course, they shot up a bunch of tankers that weren't theirs because they thought the waterway was theirs. And so America jumped in there and responded. And both sides are all at it, bombing everything that they can. So I'm not going to cover that much. You can look up all this for yourself. I will point out that there is some good news, and I'm going to share some of that with you too, because I promised to do that. If you would seek the Lord, I would bring some important news to you. Some of this is very good news, you know, and some of it not so good. But I'm going to be sharing partially from Patrick DaCosta from the Operation Disclosure. And as of July 2026, a series of coordinated events suggests that the long-awaited global currency reset is no longer a theory but a functional reality. From the stabilization of Iraq to the activation of extraterrestrial grade technology, which I don't agree with. I don't agree with everything in here. This is not extraterrestrial. These are demons. The world is witnessing the complete deconstruction of the legacy debt slavery matrix, which is very good news. Recent developments in the Middle East indicate that the mechanisms for this reset are rapidly aligning. Iraq's government stabilization, the implementation of the Assecuta customs system, and a strategic shift towards a dinar-centric economy, dinars at the very root of this GRC, have paved the way for a new monetary era, and this transition is underscored by U.S. Treasury operational shifts, including the introduction of new currency notes featuring a direct executive imprint. By integrating hard asset anchors, the international community is signaling a definitive move away from traditional fiat debt systems, which is also very good news. And as Iraq leverages its position as a global energy powerhouse, it is moving towards global asset tokenization. This convergence of geopolitical and financial reforms suggests that we have reached a crescendo point in monetary policy. Experts believe this positions the Iraqi dinar for a potential performance-based revaluation. This is going to kick it off, marking the end of economic suppression for the region and the beginning of a gold-backed global standard. Simultaneously, a massive global military sting operation is currently underway, led by a coalition of over 200 nations. This operation aims to dismantle deep state influence through coordinated mass arrests of thousands of corrupt officials, including federal judges, CIA agents, and members of Congress. This mission coincides with the activation of the Quantum Financial System, QFS, which effectively ends the legacy banking monopoly and initiates a complete financial reset. As military forces secure key global locations, the public is advised to prepare for an imminent emergency broadcast system activation. That's EBS activation. This event will likely initiate a temporary worldwide communications blackout. I think that's what they're calling the 10 days of darkness. It's communication darkness. Okay. To facilitate the broadcast of truth-revealing documentaries, this period of darkness is designed to ensure the final restoration of natural constitutional law. Again, that's good news if you can get people to obey it. And the education of the masses regarding the transition to sovereign digital ledgers. As of Monday, July the 6th, the Quantum Financial System, the QFS, has officially bypassed legacy central banks. This move has directly mapped gold-backed ZIM historical assets onto the new digital ledger, rendering the old banking cartels obsolete. These assets, which were long dismissed as worthless by institutions attempting to seize them, are now audited, verified, and locked for liquid distribution, serving as a financial atomic bomb against the global corruption. The activation of Tier 4B marks the official commencement of the global financial reset. Authorized by President Trump under Operation Financial Liberation 706, this shift is executing a total debt jubilee, wiping out global debts and restoring wealth to the people. As the Federal Reserve shuts down, the world transitions into a new era of economic liberation, solidified by a military-led transition occurring between July the 6th and July the 15th. On the security front, Operation Border Liberation has resulted in a massive surge of enforcement. Recent reports confirm 10,000 arrests and a record 70,000 detainees held in custody as human trafficking networks are dismantled. Thank you, Lord. This coordinated crackdown has successfully rescued 2,070 victims, exposing the deep-seated networks that have plagued the border for decades and ensuring that national sovereignty is fully secured. The revolution extends beyond finance and security into the realm of healthcare. After 128 years of suppression, Nikola Tesla's electrotherapeutic science has resurfaced through the MedBed network. Of course, the deep state did not want this out. They don't want people healthy and cured. They want to keep making money through the pharmaceuticals. This technology utilizes resonant frequencies to restore cellular energy and neurological function, treating the body as an electromagnetic system, which it is, by destroying pathogens without drugs or surgery. This frequency-based medicine marks the end of the pharmaceutical industry's monopoly on human health, and I might say, too, the feeding of the deep state of much funds. So this global shift suggests that a monumental change in power has occurred, with Donald Trump reportedly assuming control over the global financial system and terminating the old economic order. The narrative indicates that satanic symbols and DUMs, that's deep underground military bases, have been eradicated. Humanity is now entering an era of individual sovereignty protected by advanced quantum technology and anti-gravity capabilities that render existing corrupt governments incapable of challenging the new authority. Finally, as we mark the 4-year anniversary of the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones, advocates see a symbolic victory against globalist agendas, which is depopulating the world. With FBI Director Kash Patel reporting the recovery of 7,000 missing children and the implementation of Trump accounts for the youth. The missing children being discovered, you know, I'm sure a lot of people out there are praying that these children will no longer be in bondage to these evil people. And this implementation of Trump accounts is for the youth. The focus has shifted towards national security and child welfare. These milestones signal the downfall of globalist symbolism and the definitive restoration of American and global sovereignty. Under the global currency reset on July the 6th, intelligence is, Iraq's parliament recently achieved a quorum of 247 lawmakers to address the appointment of key cabinet positions, signaling a major step towards a fully functional government, which is really good because this is the very seat of the new financial network, right? So this political momentum coincides with the return of major U.S. capital to the region, highlighting by Halliburton signing a strategic 5-year deal to develop Iraqi oil fields as the nation prepares for critical upcoming deadlines, including the mandatory implementation of the Assicuda customs system. And high-stakes diplomatic meetings in Washington, these developments collectively suggest a significant shift in regional energy influence and economic policy that could directly impact the stability of the dinar and, by the way, much of the world who has invested in those. July the 6th, 2026, Proletariat won the new $100 notes featuring Trump's signature stacked above Scott Bessent's and set for a June 2026 rollout, represent a deliberate architectural marker signaling a currency signaling as Operation Overlay. This imagery visually encodes a parallel system activation with gold-infused Declaration of Independence elements on the right side, asserting a hard asset anchor reclaiming primacy, while the Federal Reserve framing on the left maintains continuity. This signature shift replaces the longstanding treasurer slot with a direct executive imprint, breaking 165 years of precedent and expanding Treasury operational control over issuance flows previously managed by the Fed intermediaries. This operation repurposing is intertwined with the IRS restructuring led by Bessent, targeting weaponized revenue extraction and emphasizing voluntary compliance and digital modernization to allow for precision strikes on entrenched interests. through strategic personal reductions. Insiders view this as the visible edge of tokenized reserve integration, with key events like the Washington meeting, cabinet completion, Asakuda agreement, an HCL agreement, and a Clarity Act providing further insight into these deeper layers. July the 6th, the discussion centers on a new golden era of U.S. leadership and significant geopolitical shifts, including Iraq's aggressive anti-corruption crackdown, that has led to the seizure of $127 billion. The team analyzes the symbolic messaging behind Trump's recent speeches and his historic signature on currency, while highlighting the legislative gridlock surrounding the Clarity Act in the U.S. Senate. Furthermore, the episode explores the transformative potential of blockchain and XRP, noting that while inflationary escrow releases current impact price, the shift towards global asset tokenization remains a critical development for the future of the financial system. The signals for an Iraqi dinar revaluation, the RV as it's been called, are becoming undeniable as al-Zaidi actively transactions Iraq towards a market economy with a strong dinar as its centerpiece, following a strategic threat to exit OPEC. Iraq successfully leveraged a production increase of plus 26,000 BPD, proving their growing influence and economic momentum. This shift suggests that the Iraqi dinar value will soon reflect a performance-based metric consistent with the Iraq's rising status as a global energy powerhouse. Proletario 1, the current alignment of PM Washington meetings, cabinet completion, and that's pretty good, I think, and critical financial frameworks like the HCL agreement and Clarity Act marks a strategic transition towards sovereign economic control in Iraq. By shifting away from an oil-reliant rentier model towards diversified revenue and Asakuta customs modernization, Iraq is positioning the dinar for stability amidst a global financial reset. This transition, synchronized with U.S. Treasury oversight and international shifts like the BOJ's repatriation enforcement, suggests that the mechanism for a revalued currency are now firmly in place to withstand the volatility of a fraying fiat debt system as the world approaches a crescendo point in monetary policy. Well, this this new monetary system is set to give a boost to the economy by quite a bit, and we'll see how it works out. But I think in the beginning, it's going to be successful. The further we go down the road and we bump into Revelation chapter 13, the lower it's going to fall. Okay. Some don't agree with that. They're believing for 1,000 years of peace, which is nonsense. Anybody that believes the book of Revelation. Okay, back to July the 6th. The dinar den. Iraq is experiencing a significant economic shift as citizens move away from dollarization. The dollar is becoming more and more worthless, which is has to happen because the criminal gangs use the dollar. They can print it and so on and so forth. And this all the rest of this is gold-backed, you know, to put an end to that. We'll see. And this is by active exchanging U.S. dollars back into Iraqi dinars, IQD. This growing domestic trust reflected in a stabilizing parallel market rate of approximately 151,000 to 152,000 per $100 is viewed by analysts at the dinar den as a potential precursor to a currency revaluation, which will put a lot of money into the economy. Anyway, supported by a Central Bank of Iraq, CBI, reforms and international coordination with the IMF and U.S. Treasury, these developments signal a transition towards long-term financial stability and a more dinar-centric economy. Well, naturally speaking, that is true. So many things in the world can affect this. Constitutional law is going to be restored. RV and debt forgiveness activated as military arrests 847 federal judges, 456 CIA, 234 in Congress, 678 in the FBI. And this was a note that was put out Judy Byington before she left the scene, so to speak. The greatest military sting operation the world has ever known was in motion right now, engineered by President Trump's global military alliance of 200-plus nations. Military units have been mobilized across the globe for a coordinated strike to destroy the deep state cabal elite power structure. And, of course, this has been going on. This is probably the height of it right here. And going back to July the 5th, here's a note. Operation Mass Arrest, 0705, began accounting to, according to Pentagon sources. Deep state operatives were being detained, 847 federal judges arrested for treason, corruption, crimes against humanity. That sounds really good to me. 456 CIA officials indicted for assassinations, drug trafficking, mind control, 234 senators and congressmen arrested for treason, bribery, and election fraud, and 678 FBI officials arrested for obstruction, cover-ups, and corruption. All right. July the 4th, in tandem with the military sting operation, Quantum Financial Keys overrode the legacy mainframe of the Vatican Bank. It was an automated asset liquidation mandated by the Global Military Alliance under the new financial system of ISO 20022 protocols. The centuries-old monopoly on the world's stolen wealth had dissolved in a fraction of a second. With this finalization of a global currency reset to gold asset-backed currencies of 209 nations. So that's all good news for as long as it can last. You know, obviously the only way the world can come out from under the curse is Jesus. And they, so far, are not leaning that way. But we're praying. Pentagon sources confirm that a complete financial system reset was taking place. Deep state assets are frozen, 847 billion seized, corrupt banks shut down, Federal Reserve under military control, new financial system activated, QFS operational, and citizens compensated as debt forgiveness begins. If you don't know much about the QFS system, you have a QFS account, whether you know it or not. And money is already in that QFS account from things that we've spoken about in the past. And it's going to make a lot of people very happy, I'm quite sure. So keep on praying. And debt forgiveness is beginning, so you may be shocked on some things happening there. July the 7th, a worldwide debt jubilee, an RV of currencies to gold asset-backed will activate. While law enforcement shifts to natural constitutional law, that's a good thing, Trump's global military alliance has taken down the Rothschild weather modification system. I'm already noticing a difference out there. And although not yet ready to admit, the deep state cabal had just lost their fight to install their own fiat digital system and were now at risk of arrest for treason and other crimes against humanity. Secret treaties signed in Rome under the old empire that gave Rothschild private central banks the legal right to treat sovereign citizens as collateral were declared null and void under maritime natural law. And as the new quantum financial system drained the Vatican's mainframes, the action unsealed hidden ledgers of the true birthright identities of each and every soul on this planet. That meant all synthetic debt bonds, all fraudulent lifetime loans, all generational tax loops tied to the old Roman financial grid were permanently deleted from the master database. Mainstream channel corporate owners were locked out and broke, with no money to pay themselves, let alone their employees. Meanwhile, there were 50,000 specially trained troops awaiting orders for a worldwide lockdown. Special military units from Russia, Brazil, Europe, France, and Germany had been placed in Texas and Florida, New York City, and Washington, D.C. for high-profile arrests of corrupt elite cabal members. This is all good news. We've been living under a criminal government for so long. So within the next day or so, a temporary martial law would be in effect across the globe. The emergency broadcast system, the EBS, would activate over every cell phone on Earth to announce a 48-hour blackout and lockdown, followed by 10 days of communication darkness across the world. So just prepare yourselves for that. Get ready for it. For those 10 days, everyone will be asked to stay at home during a specific 5-hour window. Normal communication would cease during that time while the military alliance continued to make mass arrests. As they did, the mainstream media would be overtaken by documentaries expounding truth across every TV, radio, and internet broadcast worldwide. This would be a time of communication reset, with weaponized cell towers neutralized. Thank God. The banking system frozen, and the ATMs credit and debit cards not working. So that's why you need to prepare a little bit. Prepare by stocking food, cash, and essentials. Banks and ATMs would be closed. The military would be handing out food and other essentials for those in need, while the EBS would continue to give instructions through everyone's cell phones. You're tempted when you read all this that this is all a blanket thing, but it isn't a blanket. It's where it's needed, there's changes, and where it's not needed, there's not. You may live in the country and escape some of the things that happen to the city dwellers, for instance. Okay? So things have to be done where there's more crime, right? So why the 10 days of darkness? Illuminati deep state elites have been in control of our global monetary system since its beginning and have used it for their own nefarious purposes. Through use of an extensive international ring run by the Vatican, these deep staters had blackmailed Congress into doing their bidding. It has been discovered that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has granted, over the last 44 years, 6 patents on devices that remotely manipulate the human nervous system using pulsed electromagnetic fields emitted from television screens, computer monitors, and mobile devices. Cabal puppets have used these devices to remotely influence, manipulate, or control selected human nervous systems through electromagnetic frequencies. One way they used was through an ingredient found in the COVID vaccine that worked its way into the brain so the person could be accessed. So obviously we know who's behind the COVID vaccine. Medbed treatments were known to heal the human mind so that people could not be remotely manipulated. Now, they put a lot of emphasis on the medbed, and it's, of course, for the natural man. We as Christians know we have authority over such things because of what Jesus did at the cross, right? This is a mercy, I would say. The medbed thing is a mercy towards humanity who is not yet believers in the benefits of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And that's mercy so that they can, of course, live until the great revival comes. Okay. And this is to heal the human mind so that people could not be remotely manipulated. And according to Pentagon Insider on Telegram, in Hollywood, Mel Gibson was going nuclear. He was dropping bombshell evidence before Congress, naming Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi of that crime organization, Kamala Harris, and the rest of California's most powerful political machine in what he said was the biggest Hollywood scandal in history. Yes, everything seems to be coming down on Gavin Newsom and Pelosi, too, and on and on. Gibson claimed to have the receipts, visitation records, exact dates and locations, photographs and video that he claims expose a long-rumored network of operating inside elite California political and Hollywood circles. At the same time, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese resigned and promptly disappeared. That's good news, too. The White Hats and International Maritime Alliance has seized the Australian Treasury after they found, number one, 64 million routed to 9 senior Australian ministers for the purpose of destroying Australian domestic farming so as to create a food shortage. Number 2, a plan to block the global currency reset, which seems to be failing. Number 3, a plan to deploy the military against their own Australian citizens if the global restoration plan was announced. Yeah, so thank you, Lord, for that obstruction to the deep state there. Natural disasters? I think not. The Illuminati deep state Rothschild family were suspected to be behind the Venezuelan earthquakes, believed caused by DEW, that's directed energy weapons, attacks. For the past 47 years, through their non-government organization, NGOs, funded by U.S. taxpayer monies, the Rothschilds have controlled the skies through a program called Throne Climate, a network of 22 weather modification stations that could direct hurricanes, droughts, floods, and earthquakes on demand to any place on Earth. A few days ago, Trump's global military alliance of 6 nations disconnected the Rothschilds' weather modification system. Well, I think we've already noticed some nice changes in the weather here anyway. The fuel for the Satan-worshipping Rothschild power structure over humanity was money. Rothschilds have controlled European banks since 1815 and the American monetary system since 1913. The Rothschilds ran Epstein, Epstein Island, and the blackmailing of politicians in Congress to maintain their power over the people. Mm-hmm. So this last weekend, Trump and the BRICS alliance, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, gold asset-backed currencies of 209 nations' global currency reset was taking away Rothschild control of the people's tax monies and giving it back to the people. This will be very good news to you in the very near future. The weather was no longer a weapon. For the first time since 1979, the skies belonged to no one. Except, we know, God Almighty. He turned us over to this for reasons of his own, chastening upon the nations, I'm sure. But at any rate, he's taking it back. For the first time since 1913 in America and 1815 in Europe, the global monetary system would be under control of the people. Actually, since May the 1st, 2016, the gold asset-backed quantum financial system has been secretly operational and 100% live across the globe. I want to say to you that with this thing running, they can catch the thieves, the scams. They can catch these things, and they already are. Okay, because they thought that this thing wasn't going to become active until in the future. Now we found out it's already been active, and that's catching them by surprise. Banks have been seized, and troops were enforcing the global currency reset nationwide. Be aware that, as stated, the emergency broadcast system, EBS, worldwide activation was imminent, complete with 10 to 12 days of controlled blackout. That's communication blackout, okay? When the EBS hits, you'll witness the fall of the media, banks, elite, and their demonic empire. Martial law will shield civilians while truth floods every screen on Earth via the Starlink satellite system. The storm was now. Okay. July the 6th, Intel Monitor, 7/6/2026. ISO 20022 on Telegram. The corporate banking cartels are playing their final, most desperate card to delay the inevitable. While the public is distracted by artificial stock market fluctuations, the legacy central banks are running a coordinated deep-level suppression campaign to hide the reality of the Zim bonds. These are bills that are worth a lot, okay? My high-level military intelligence sources are confirming that the old cabal handlers have spent the last 72 hours trying to lock down the gold-backed sovereign asset sheets in the European vaults. They are terrified because they know that the redemption of the historic Zim bonds is the exact financial atomic bomb that permanently deconstructs their entire debt slavery matrix. For years, the corrupt Tier 1 institutions told you these bonds were worthless paper, while they secretly tried to reroute those exact asset codes into their own private offshore accounts. Doesn't sound like they were worthless paper. That game was permanently terminated at dawn. The quantum financial system, QFS, has completely bypassed the central bank gatekeepers and has directly mapped the Zim historical assets onto the sovereign digital ledger. The gold reserves backing these sovereign bonds have already been audited, verified, and locked into the back end screen for the Tier 4B liquid distribution vaults. This will mean some of these things will mean something to a few and some for more. So just pay attention to what you understand. That's okay. You know, other people, this is going to be important to them, the things that we've been talking about here. So look at the sudden unprecedented emergency meetings inside the Zurich and London clearinghouses right now. Their private digital tracking codes have been revoked by the alliance. Amen. That is a good deal. The old bankers cannot use these historic assets to fund their synthetic corporate loops anymore. The wealth has been entirely reclaimed for the global humanitarian projects. They wanted to keep the Zim assets buried in the dark, knowing that the release of this staggering abundance would instantly disintegrate the artificial scarcity they manufactured for centuries. But the servers have been cleared, the validations codes are live, and the old masters have completely lost their leverage over the global baseline. The financial Iron Curtain has just been shredded. July the 6th, Tier 4B activation is imminent. That's the beginning of the RV, right? And the kickoff, right? The global financial system is collapsing. Trump has authorized financial liberation. This is by Axios, 4B on Telegram. July the 6th. Reliable Treasury sources confirm that operational financial liberation 0706 has been launched. Tier 4B beneficiaries have received their notifications. This is going to kick off the RV, right? The countdown is officially underway. After 70 years of heavily suppressed suppression, the breakthrough has arrived. 1.2 million beneficiaries are now activating, unleashing, $89 billion in long-suppressed funds and unlocking 847 accounts around the world. Deep state financial networks are being torn down as the banking cartel is defeated. The old global financial order is in full collapse. The Federal Reserve is being shut down. Central banking is ending, and the gold-backed quantum financial system, QFS, is going live. A complete debt jubilee has been declared, wiping out all debts. And while protected wealth redistribution begins for the people. So we are now in phase four, financial liberation countdown. The global financial reset is set for July 6th through 8th, followed by the final takedown of the deep state between July 8th through 15th, leading to the new world financial order starting July the 15th onward. Okay, President Trump has directly authorized this historic liberation. This represents the decisive victory and the end of the old system's control. The deep state is in total panic. Their empire is crumbling as the QFS activates and their power disappears. They know it's over. This is the long-awaited Great Awakening. The old world's dying. A brand new financial era is being born. The military and white hats carried out the operation. Trump gave the order. The people are victorious. We are witnessing the greatest moment in human history right now. I don't think so. I think the greatest moment was back there with Jesus. Operation Financial Liberation, 0706. Tier 4B activation, 0706. Global Financial Reset, 0706. July the 6th, 2026. ICE Mass Enforcement Surge. Human trafficking networks dismantled. Border security activated. 70,000 detainees. Deep state border collapse. Trump's America secured. Axios on 4B on Telegram. Yes, the huge expansion of the ICE is making a huge difference. There are people in the country that are not supposed to be here, and they're, of course, soaking up everything that was for the people of this country. So, it's already happened overseas, in a huge way. We don't want it to happen here. So there's this ICE mass enforcement surge because they hired an awful lot of ICE people. July the 6th, 10 a.m., ICE arrests 10,000 illegal aliens in five-day enforcement surge. Global human trafficking crackdown results in 1,024 arrests, 2,070 victims identified. Pentagon sources confirm Operation Border Liberation 0706. Deep state border networks dismantled. Trump's America is secured. The ICE enforcement surge, border security activated. ICE arrests 10,000 illegal aliens over a five-day period. Pentagon sources confirm operational border liberation accelerates. The ICE surge means that 10,000 arrests in 5 days, 2,000 per day enforcement rate, 70,000 detainees in custody, the largest holding in U.S. history. 528-bed holding center opened, capacity expansion activated. Deep state border networks exposed, smuggling gangs arrested. The ICE enforcement is accelerating globally. The human trafficking crackdown, victims are being rescued. A global crackdown on human trafficking networks activated. 1,024 traffickers arrested, criminal networks dismantled, 2,070 victims identified and rescued, children protected, 465 investigations launched, deep state trafficking exposed. International coordination activated, global law enforcement united. The human trafficking crackdown is exposing everything. The classified timeline is phase one, intelligence gathering, phase two, covert surveillance, phase three, coordinated extraction, phase four, ICE enforcement surge, phase five, border liberation. We're here. That is between phase five and phase six, right? Phase six, deep state border networks dismantled July the 6th through the 15th. Phase seven, America fully secured July the 15th and beyond. The deep state panic. The deep state is in absolute panic. ICE is arresting 2,000 per day. Human trafficking networks are dismantled. Border is secured. Trump's America is protected. They know. ICE enforcement accelerating. 10,000 arrests in 5 days. Trafficking networks exposed. 1,024 arrests. 2,070 victims rescued. Border security activated. 70,000 detainees in custody. They're finished. No escape is possible. The deep state is finished. The awakening. This is the moment. ICE enforcement surge arrests. 10,000 human trafficking networks dismantled. Border security activated. Trump's America is secured. Trump authorized this. The military executed this, and the White Hats have won. The old system is dead. The new America is born. Operation Border Liberation, 07-06. ICE enforcement surge, 07-06. Human trafficking crackdown, 07-06. So the biggest moment in history, in human history, is happening right now. That's what they say, the biggest moment in history. Well, we Christians know better, but that's okay. It's good. It's good, yeah. July the 6th, 2026, Nikola Tesla built the first med bed in 1898. They buried it for 128 years. Medbed activation on Telegram, okay? In 1898, Nikola Tesla filed patents for what he called an electrotherapeutic apparatus. It used high-frequency oscillating currents to penetrate human tissue without contact. No wires touching the body, no chemicals, and no surgery. Tesla demonstrated publicly that the specific electromagnetic frequencies could increase cellular energy production, destroy the pathogenic organisms without harming healthy tissue, accelerate wound healing by 300%, restore neurological function in damaged nerves. Let me say that it's being hailed as a miracle to many. Of course, it's not. It's totally natural. It's not as dangerous as the drugs, because the last I saw, it was millions of people have died from iatropic causes. So that's not happening with this new healing device, okay? Am I sending Christians to it? No, I'm not. I'm sending Christians to what Jesus said. He already did it for you. If you'll believe it, you'll receive it. Okay, by whose stripes you were healed. Okay, so no, I'm not preaching this. This is, I believe, mercy to the lost men, that they can be preserved until a better day. So he wrote in his personal notes, if you could eliminate certain outside frequencies that interfered with our bodies, we would have greater resistance towards disease. So take down the towers, right? Mm-hmm. He understood in 1898 what modern quantum biology is only now confirming, that the human body is an electromagnetic system, and disease is a frequency problem, not a chemical one. Of course, the chemical one is the one that makes them a lot of money. So they tried to hide this. But I will call them the White Hats. That's what they call themselves. Are bringing it out into the open. They've discovered that the Black Hats have covered this and hidden it because they're making so much money through the pharmaceuticals. Okay? But they killed an awful lot of people. So what happened to this, his medical research? After Tesla's death in 1943, the FBI seized 80 trunks of his documents. The Office of Alien Property, a wartime agency with no medical jurisdiction, classified everything. His electrotherapeutic research was never released to the public because it didn't cost anything. He was doing the same thing with electricity, and they wouldn't let it happen. Everything, electricity was going to be free under his research. But they wouldn't let that happen. The greedy overlords saw to it it didn't happen. So the same year, penicillin entered mass production. Here we have something that could heal people quickly and easily with no cost, because they're not charging anything for these med beds. Okay. To more and more costs to prop up their pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical era officially began. Tesla's frequency-based approach was buried beneath a trillion-dollar chemical industry that needed you to believe healing required their products. Yes. 128 years later, the technology Tesla envisioned is not only real, it is operational. The MedBed network uses the same foundational principles he discovered, a coherent electromagnetic fields calibrated to the human body's natural resonant frequency. Tesla did not fail. He was silenced. The silence is over. July the 6th, 2026, Trump's alleged ascension. Anonymous. According to Gene Decode, a monumental shift in global power dynamics occurred during Donald Trump's first term as president. The narrative suggests that Charles was summoned to America by Trump. This follows an earlier alleged event where, when Trump went to the UK in his first term, he took back the USA Incorporated by signing the ledger for the Crown Corporation. More recently, when Charles visited the USA, it is claimed that he was summoned by Trump, who has been the king since he went to UK the first term. The purpose of this visit, as alleged, was for Charles to officially turn over the kinghood, doing all the rites and honors of the Royal Masonic 33rd degree and above. This symbolic transfer supposedly involved visiting significant locations such as 911, engaging in specific handshakes, symbols, and phrases. These Masons have all kinds of goofy stuff that they do. Okay. The entire process, according to the source, was concluded with a dinner ending the king. The king is now dead symbolically. And this was further symbolized by a dessert resembling a beehive with honey on it, because Trump is the beekeeper. The analogy explains that in a hive, the beekeeper is in control of keeping the queen in line and will feed the royal jelly to a larvae to form a new queen before king, before killing the old. So the claims extend beyond political shifts to individual sovereignty and global economic overhaul. The source asserts that the White House ballrooms is being built to break the symbology of the Tau Cross, the owl, the satanic sigil, the pentagram, etc. It is alleged that the satanic symbols in D.C. are now completely broken. This breaking of symbols is tied to a profound change in personal status. Our straw man is now ours. Our birth certificates are null and void. We are now sovereign individuals and protected by the Constitution for the United States of America, not the Constitution of the USA Incorporated anymore, which it does not exist anymore. We are no longer a slave. Well, that's partially true. You know, economically, it appears to be moving in that direction. But you're still a slave as long as you're a slave to sin and haven't turned your life over to Jesus Christ. It's that simple. You're still a slave. And no matter how much money they put into the hands of the average American, will this make them free? Never has. Sinners love money. It enables them to sin more. They've got less hindrance to sinning. They can do anything they want to do with lots of money. It's a false god, right? So they're going to try it, but it's going to fail. I just got to tell you, because the Lord won't let this be a god, right? Economically, a major reset is apparently underway. The source states that our fake economic system is already gone. This is true, and I want to say for the short run, this thing is going to work. It's going to ultimately fail, but it's going to work, and that is going to help get the gospel out. Furthermore, it is claimed that Trump put the Federal Reserve under the Treasury in his first term. Looking ahead, the source predicts that Trump will be the first living president to have his face on the USD paper and coin. A key trigger for the new system to be when silver will pass parity with gold. Ooh, the left is not going to want to see that every day they look at their money. Oh, gosh. Well, we're going over a little bit. That's okay. So it will pass parity with gold that will collapse the fiat FRN, and then the quantum system will kick in. The quantum system, a central theme in these claims, is described as being powered by advanced technology. The quantum system craft was placed on the backside of the moon on the recent moon shot, and it cannot be tampered with there. Back on Earth, the construction of the White House ballroom is presented as pivotal. The source claims it was given a push by the White Hat's false flag when the guy ran through security to shoot Trump's, remember. It was a good false flag cause. The cabal was trying to stop the ballroom construction. And beneath this ballroom, the source suggests they have or are building a jump gate portal where you can go to the moon. Believe it or not, I'm not interfering here. The Mars colony or anywhere on Earth to another jump gate. So all their great plans, okay? We'll see how far they go with their great plans. Yeah, again, one of the biggest problems that after Revelation 12, which was a great anointing of the man-child ministry to bring the church back to its roots and beyond, was followed by Revelation 13, the mark of the beast, to get rid of the saints. What happened? Well, it's because they think that these aliens are their friends. And I tell them, no, these are not aliens. There's no such thing as aliens. These are demons. So they've invited this into, you know, take all advantage of all the things that the demons are offering them. I got to say, it's going to backfire. You know, what happened between Revelation 12 and Revelation 13? That was a great, I mean, the mark of the beast, as I've told you, is not the devil's idea. It is God's idea to separate the wheat from the tares. The church is full of tares. And the mark of the beast is going to separate this. And that's why all of your prayers to bring down the mark of the beast are going to fail. Okay, I guess we've probably gone far enough with all this. God bless you, saints. I hope this will inform you a little bit. And keep on praying and believing. We're going to have a revival in the midst of this mess. And that's awesome. Amen. Bye-bye.